I appreciate the Lord and all that he means to me. I'm glad to get to be his child. This is really a message of just encouragement or magnifying the Lord. So just help me magnify the Lord with you. He hath done all things well. That scripture is found in Mark, the 7th chapter, and we'll start with the 31st verse. And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came into the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coast of Decapolis, and they brought unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him that he put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed, and he saith unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. And he charged them that they should tell no man, but the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. And I'm thankful that we serve a Savior that hath done all things well. The track record for this man is perfect. It's impeccable. It's invincible. And I thank the Lord for that. That's the God that we serve. So I wanted to give a few more examples of the things that he had done well. He's done well. He's done all things well, even in my life. If I could have it printed in on paper or a book, you would be able to see that the Lord has done so many wonderful things for me and has done them well. And it's not just a haphazard job, but it's a complete and a full and a perfect job. And I do thank the Lord for that. When we put our lives into his hand, he will take care of you in a very perfect way. And I thank the Lord for that. So if you want to turn with me to Matthew, the 4th chapter, and the 23rd verse. And it says, And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. He did all things well. There wasn't one thing that was an asterisk that said, oh, except for this little thing here, or this little thing here, or this great thing here. It said he healed all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. There are two different ways. Disease is being something that is a chronic affliction that is in your body for years. And a sickness is something that maybe is temporary, but the Lord healed all of those. It didn't matter to him the clock. It didn't matter the time period. It didn't matter what kind of affliction it was. I remember years ago, Sister Rebecca stood up. She was pretty quiet. We didn't hear much from her. But this is one scripture that she read and said, and healed them all and sat down. And I remember what an impression it made on me. And I thought, that's the same God that does it. He does all things well. He doesn't do them haphazardly. He does them all well. And I thank the Lord for that. So in Luke, the 5th chapter, and the 18th verse. I've always been amazed that Jesus went about doing all these things and he raised such criticism. I never really have understood that. He didn't follow the guidelines exactly, and if he healed on the Sabbath day, they criticized him for that. If he healed them and said, your sins be forgiven, they just criticized him. And I'm thinking, here was a Savior to bring about solution in every situation on every level, and all you can do is criticize about it. So I'm just going to say, we're going to thank the Lord for it. We thank the Lord for all that the Lord is to us. Luke, the 5th chapter and the 18th verse, And behold, men brought in a bed a man which had was taken with a palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. But when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went up on the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch in the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, Man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, "Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Yes, that's true, but you have God right in your presence, right there. But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, "What reason ye in your hearts? Whether is easier to say, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Rise up and walk'? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins." And he said to the sick of the palsy, "I say unto thee, arise, and take up thy couch, and go into thine house." And immediately he rose up before them, took up that whereon he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen strange things today." Because he did all things well. It was a complete job. It was not just a healing of his body, but it was a forgiving of his sins. And then that got my mind thinking, how well does the Lord forgive our sins? How good is he at that? What can we describe it as? Well, the psalmist, he said something about it. In Psalm 103 and 12, it says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us." How wonderful is that? Now, he didn't say the north and the south, because in a sense, north and south, they do have an established parameter or a pole. But east and west has none, because it's the circumference of the earth. East and west, you're not going to be able to define where that point is. But that was just saying that's how far away the Lord has thrown all of our transgressions and our sins away. He has done that completely. So far hath removed us from our transgressions from us, as the east is from the west. Not a defined point that we could say, well, it can only go this far. That sin was just too big. It can't be taken care of. The Lord does all things well. He forgives all sins. And I thank the Lord for that, because we all were guilty. We were all born with that sin. It may not be proliferated in our lives right now, but we have had that Adamic nature. We have had something we needed forgiven: our sins, our carnality, our pride. Lord has done it well, and I thank the Lord for that. And then there's another one that describes it well too, Hebrews, the 7th chapter. How well does the Lord do these things? He does them well. The Lord hath done all things well. So Hebrews, the 7th chapter and the 24th verse, it says, "But this man," speaking of Jesus, "because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come into God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice." That was the first, that was the pattern, but the Lord put that aside and brought something even more perfect, a more perfect plan, because he's done all things well. "First for his own sins, and then for the people's, for this he did once, when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity, but the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forever more." We have a high priest. We have someone that can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, and we can run boldly to him because he's done all things well. He didn't do just a small job. He did a great job. And that brings us to Luke, the 8th chapter, how he takes care of things in a physical manner, but he also does it on a spiritual manner. So Luke 8 and 22, it says, "Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, 'Let us go over unto the other side of the lake.' And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, 'Master, Master, we perish.' Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, 'Where is your faith?' And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, 'What manner of man is this? For he commanded even the winds and the water, and they obey him.'" Those weather patterns, those inanimate objects, wind, waves, have no soul, have nothing living within them, but they have performed according to pattern. And the Lord is in control of that too. I thank the Lord for that. He's done all things well. He's done all things well. I thank the Lord for that. Well, then when it was his time to die, that was a heart-rending time for the disciples. This was totally unexpected. This is not what they thought their dear beloved Savior would be. He was dying as a criminal. It was a grotesque, graphic, harsh punishment for an innocent man. It was cruel, and they were watching it. The bloodshed, that it was just more than they could handle. They were ready for him to be king, and that crown of gold was a crown of thorns, and they could not bring their minds to understand that this was the all things well that the Lord does. So let's follow along with their anguish, but realize the Lord was in complete control of this situation too, and he did it well. So John, the 19th chapter, beautiful description here. When Jesus, this is 19 and 30, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. He didn't say, "I can't take this anymore." He didn't say, "Curse you, God, for making me go through this." He didn't say, "I hate these people. I came to redeem them, but look what they've done to me. They deserve punishment." And they did. He did. I don't even like my disciples right now because they've run out on me. But he said, "It is finished. It is complete. My plan is all things well." And if you'll follow to Matthew, the 27th chapter, something happened when he gave up the ghost. And I look at that and I think, what a beautiful happening. Matthew 27 and 51. 50, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. And I thought, oh, glorious thing, it is finished. We no longer have to go through a physical human. We no longer have to be prevented from that holiest of holies. Do you realize common people couldn't go in there? We had no access. But when Jesus died, and he did all things well, he didn't stop with just the last breath. That veil was rent from top to bottom. And I think the top to bottom was so perfect. It wasn't from bottom to top. You couldn't ever say a man did it, because it was from top to bottom. And there's no way people could reach them with their finger and to touch it. It was so high. But it was from top to bottom. And what that did is it opened a way for us to have access to something that humans had never had access before. Because, why? Because Jesus did all things well. It is ours to claim. It is ours to have. And I thank the Lord for that. And then not just that, in John, the 20th chapter and the 7th verse, and this is when he had died, and they were going to the tomb or the sepulcher, and I still marvel that the stone was rolled away, and it's not because Jesus needed that to exit. He was already gone, but it's so they could see inside. And when they went in, it wasn't chaos. It wasn't chaos. They saw the linen garments lying. And then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulcher, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. That's significant to me because it was a purposeful act by a loving Savior. He didn't do things sloppily. He didn't do things haphazardly. He did all things well. And that's the Lord that we serve and we can run to and we can depend on. He has done all of these things. And there's nothing left out. When he did all things well, that's just what that meant. And I'm so glad we serve him. desire you pray for me.